crossover.
Oh, killer crossover.
Just crossover.
It just crossed him over nastily.
Another victim to the crossovers. Cross him up and sit him down.
Time for the crossover. John and Josh are here.
Hey.
Hi, guys. You ready to talk baseball?
We did that yesterday.
Let's do another baseball crossover.
Yeah, baseball. I love it.
Do we have any more newspapers?
It's the best. It is awesome.
Oh, what happened?
Baseball.
See that? What happened?
Well,
What are you doing, John?
I found out that there are new things to do.
Look at the video. Yeah. John, go to the
previous thing. Oh, yeah, we can mess with formats and stuff now. They sent an email.
Who are we, Husker Online? Just have stuff moving around the whole time?
Quick, you guys both have to be looking in the same direction when you're talking
to
each other.
What do you think about this? John, look that way when we talk to each other.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you should have seen it. John, his face was filling up the whole screen, and then Nick, me, and the studio cam were like small in the middle.
Yeah, you can. We can now.
It's
mess
John's
with these
show
things.
Now.
Well, no, I was just seeing.
John made me tiny baby boy.
If I knew what I was doing with this, and I still have some work to do.
Yeah, yeah. I think we've always been able to do that.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Bye, guys.
Yeah. Now John just edited out.
You can do things. This is my favorite one.
I don't like that.
What the hell?
I don't know why it does this.
You know, there's being John Malkovich. That's being John Bishop. We're in your head.
Yeah, I guess.
So, rent free.
Where the stream
really should do that with Jack.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Where
the stream really takes off. You know, the stream is growing. People watch via the stream now.
They like the stream.
Yeah.
We had sponsored T-shirts or something like that. You know. That could be an opportunity to sell. Or maybe that wall behind you guys isn't so odd.
Look how empty it is.
With the new Damon Award on the wall.
He liked my tweet. I didn't even tag him in it, but somebody else did. Like, hey, Damon.
Yeah, and he wants to come back. That's what he said.
Yeah, he wants to do College World Series shows. Interesting.
What?
That's what he said.
Yeah, that's what he said out loud on Twitter.
I don't think he was serious about that, because that's where we've learned the most about Damon's idiosyncrasies,
like his pooping
habits and other things.
You know, he showers after every poop.
I do.
Yeah,
that's a lot of work.
I unfortunately know that. Yes,
just wipe.
Yeah, just wipe.
Just wipe.
Good take, Nick.
Yeah,
just wipe.
Really,
or
could
invest in one of them bidets.
One of my best friends, he has a bidet. He talks about how great it is all the time.
Yeah.
And whenever he travels,
I'm good.
Doesn't have a bidet.
I would just be afraid that it would miss and it would come back up between my legs.
Whoa!
And shoot all over the place.
Oh, gross.
What a visual.
Yeah.
I think you have to calibrate those.
Well, I know you have to calibrate them, but the whole calibration process could be a little messy.
How high pressure are we talking here?
I don't think they're that high pressure.
Well, I think if it's going to work properly, it's got to have some pressure to it.
You don't want too much pressure, though, because that would hurt.
Mm.
It's a delicate balance between the amount of pressure that is pain tolerance and the amount of pressure that actually gets the job done and gets into every crack and crevice.
Yeah,
you think this
much.
Is what that Bowie song was about?
I never got into Bowie.
Under Pressure?
No, I didn't either.
Okay, well, it was a really funny
joke. Yeah, I think the song Under Pressure was about a bidet.
Under pressure.
Yeah.
My butthole's hurting. That would actually be funny if we found out someday that was about his first experience with a bidet, Under Pressure.
Under Pressure.
Which was also, wasn't it a Queen song before it was a Bowie song? Or was it vice versa?
That's a Nick
question. I think they both did it.
Well, they did both do it, but I'm wondering who did it first.
He said, who is the original?
Whose song is it?
I think it's a Queen song. It's a Queen song first.
Ah.
Yeah,
wow.
It's a song by the British rock band Queen and David Bowie.
Oh, so they just tag teamed it.
Wow, weird.
All right.
Oh, for some reason, I thought they did it separate first, and then they did a
version. Yeah, I feel like there was two
credited to all
of
members of Queen plus Bowie. So just everybody.
All right. So they were all sitting together around in a hotel, probably maybe on a Japanese tour or something.
Ready to get your bidets out.
They had the bidet, and it was like, oh, man. It's too bad this bidet didn't have more pressure.
And they say, bum, 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 bum.
Zach writes in, Damon and Nick, the extreme opposites of the showering spectrum.
That's right. Nick, did you take your bi-daily shower?
No, bi-weekly
today.
Bi-weekly, Nick.
Bi-weekly.
Is this true?
Yeah, bi-weekly.
I took a shower today.
Proud of you.
Okay.
Proud of you.
You should have like a sticker, like when you go and vote. I showered today.
Now that we were talking about shirt ideas.
You put on the stream, yeah.
Because you know,
Nick, you put up a little star in the corner every day you've showered, so that way everybody knows.
That'd be great. I think like Nick, you know, you have fans, and that could be how the fans show that they're on your side. I'm part of the Nick Pack. I showered
I'm
today.
Part of the.
We need
Nick
to give it a
pack.
Cool. Give it a cool name.
I don't think Nick Pack is a good name.
You know, like
it's not the Whack Pack.
Used to call your show the Gram Fam and our listeners the Grum Bums.
The Grum Bums.
The
yeah.
Grum Bums. Yeah. So we could give Nick's people a name.
The Grim Guys?
Oh, the Grim Reapers.
Grim Reapers.
The Grim Reapers. Yeah. Mm.
The Stink Boys?
Oh.
Chance writes in, I prefer the term sphincter spritz. Over bidet.
Sphincter spritz.
Nice.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
I don't know if I want to use one. I don't. I'm not.
I would be not interested, but again, I would only be interested if I could guarantee that it wouldn't spray all over the place. The last thing you need is poop water going everywhere.
Yeah, I'd have to. Well,
don't want that. Yeah. Oh my gosh, the video.
I just saw it too.
Well, I thought we needed a. Thought we needed a graphic just to recognize.
Nice.
Congratulations, you showered today.
Thank you.
Oh, wow, you still have the T-Mobile Tuesday thing on yours.
Mm-hmm. Wow, update it, John. It's Wednesday now.
But it lasts all week. Through next Tuesday.
Yeah, it lasts all week.
Yeah. See, because some people didn't catch it in time. I'm just trying to do my bit. This is my public service to the people.
They don't like run out. It's not like they have a certain amount of deals, like zone deals.
No, but the free offer ends.
Lay Voltaire this week.
So you get a week.
Lay Voltaire.
If you have a week to cash it in.
9 a.m. Friday.
If you don't, it's gone. 1620thezone.com. I just want as many people to be exposed to the great national pastime.
I think you're working for T-Mobile. You're trying to get people horrible cell phone service.
Yeah, are you a T-Mobile scab?
The service is fine.
Yeah, I've never had an issue with the service.
Well, you guys don't go to the western portions of the state. You thought Ainsworth was close to Denver.
Oh, yeah, John.
That was bad, John.
Oh, John triggered people.
I'm sorry.
That was
jeez.
Bad.
Hey, my town of 30 people is definitely not closer to Denver.
I apologize. I feel bad.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
I do. I thought it, for some reason, I thought it was closer. Mm. But then
by Valentine.
You think of Colorado being due west.
Yeah, but that's really Wyoming.
But it's kind of...
Yeah,
it's southwest.
It's a little southwestish.
Southwest.
Whereas Cheyenne...
West, southwest.
Straight west.
Is Colorado the state part of the American Southwest?
Oh, good question.
Dumb
no.
debate?
No.
Well, the southwest portion should be because it's right there at the four corners.
I consider
it's also desert
Colorado.
Down there, isn't it?
Kind of.
And this is going to be obvious, but I consider it a part of the Rocky Mountain part of the United States.
And how many states are included in that?
Utah, I'd say it's a part of the Rocky Mountains.
Oh, definitely. Utah,
what do
Montana.
It says Utah's not southwest, even though it is more southwest than Colorado.
How do we feel about Nevada? Is that west? Is that
Nevada's the southwest.
Nevada's pretty southwest.
Southwest? Okay, so that's a part
but
of
But there
like,
are parts of Nevada where it's kind of Rocky Mountain-y.
Yeah?
Yes.
Thought the Rocky Mountains would be a little rockier than this?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But not in Vegas.
Not in Vegas. What's Idaho?
Idaho's a part of the Rocky Mountains.
I think Idaho's
almost barely.
Considered
that. Yeah, I consider that close to just being West Coast for me.
Idaho is barely Rocky Mountains.
I know it's not on the coast.
Okay.
Dumb debates,
reason.
Is Idaho a West Coast state?
Put out a poll question, Odson, before these things
well, that's
go
more
away.
Of a, that's, I would say more closer to Pacific Northwest.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
The
even though it's not on the Pacific, though.
No, they don't have a whole lot. They have potatoes.
And the blue turf.
That's and true. The blue turf, that's right. I
for that alone,
out.
They should be excommunicated from the Union.
People say that Boise is a great town.
Do
I
they?
Have heard that.
Are we including Canada in the Rocky Mountains? Because the Rocky Mountains do go through Canada.
They do go through Canada. That's true.
Right, but that's a whole another country.
I want to know who named the Rocky Mountains, by the way. That's so uncreative.
Well, you know.
Well, these mountains are pretty rocky, aren't they?
It was. It's the old times, Nick. It's the old times.
I think John Denver named the Rocky Mountains.
I mean, why did they call it the Black Forest? That's pretty boring.
It's not even black. Why did they call
it
Iceland?
Because of the trees?
The Black Hills?
Why did they call it Greenland?
The Black Hills.
Actually, I know the answer for why they called it Greenland.
And why they call Iceland Iceland.
Tried to get tourism to go there. Like, oh, hey, Greenland. And people are like, whoa, it's green. And then they came there and they're like, what, you lying sons of bitches.
I heard that it was originally the Nordic people. They were intentionally called Greenland, Greenland, and Iceland, Iceland, even though they're the opposite, just to throw off people.
Is there anything that has a literal name anymore? I mean, everything is just random.
North Dakota and South Dakota.
No, yeah, there was something that happened in
the sand hills. There's sand on those hills.
I've never really been
Chimney Rock.
Hills.
Well, it's not a chimney though.
Never been to Chimney Rock.
Well, no, but it looks like a chimney.
Who named
it? It's a bad looking chimney.
Well, it's kind of worn over the years.
It's a big chimney.
You know, I stumbled upon I don't know how last night I was going down a Wikipedia rabbit hole and I was looking at the pyramids. And have you ever done a search of what the pyramids...
Oh, you mean the ones you could have seen when you were in Mexico and refused?
No, those are the Aztec pyramids, Nick. I'm talking about the ones
over in... The Egyptian pyramids.
Thank you, John. Do you know what the pyramids looked like in their OG days? Mm-hmm. Well, I know you do. Do you two know what they looked like?
Were they circles?
I assume they were...
No.
A little shinier?
Very shiny. Very shiny. It was like limestone or something that was all over them. Oh, yeah.
They had gold tips, too.
Yeah.
It was gold tips on the top, and they were white.
I searched pyramids original look.
Well, you guys know
how cool is that?
Josh, you understand why they look old, right?
Because they're old.
Because they're old.
Yeah.
Old.
People forget.
I couldn't remember. I was like, what do they look like again? Pretty wild. And then, like, there's the whole debate of, like, how did they build them back then? Because, you know, they didn't have, like, electricity and cranes.
No,
I wonder
cranes.
should they do a project to refurbish them?
Oh, that'd be
Like we refurbish the Capitol, refurbish the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, they'd be
it'd be like
mad.
Taking away single digit numbers.
There's a golf course right next to the pyramids.
Yeah,
now.
I didn't realize that either.
That's
Nick, I was
insane.
Like, there's a golf course. Man, the views on that would be amazing.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
How were they able to grow grass?
Well, it's probably
fake news grass. It's probably the grass at the stadium in Arizona.
Well, they're not far from the Nile either, though. I mean, it's probably fake grass, but they're not far from the Nile.
People forget about
the whole part where the Nile is kind of green.
Mm. Okay.
Alexandria, kind of green.
Never been to the pyramid, so I wouldn't know that.
I'd love to see them.
Never been to
I've
Egypt.
Played Assassin's Creed.
My God.
It's an accurate-ish representation.
I'm sure it's great.
No, it is. The guys who design those games do a really good job of getting historical accuracy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for them.
It's cool.
I don't know.
Except
but, like,
for the fact that, you know, you're playing with fictional characters and
yeah.
They do amazing things that you real
heroes can't superheroes,
do.
Yeah.
You see Leonardo da Vinci, you see Cleopatra.
Who didn't
Well, no, those are
together.
Two different
What's
games.
What's up with Cleopatra again? What did she do?
She liked sex.
Nice.
And people in power.
It's not sex shame. That's
I'm
awesome.
Not sex shaming.
So she was like the Madonna of her day?
Yeah.
Like a virgin for
like
the very
virgin
first time.
For the very first time.
Oh, she married it.
The
she
irony
married.
Was it wasn't the very first time.
No.
She did
not.
A lot of things.
Good for Cleopatra.
She was like the Cersei. She was very Cersei-ish.
Oh, well, I don't like her then.
Well, yeah, but Cersei only likes sex with one person.
Well, yeah, but not from the sex standpoint, just in general. She was Cersei-ish.
Nice. Cleopatra, 51 BC to 30 BC is when she was the queen. Wow, right before Jesus.
Did it talk about her sexcapades?
Let me control. Yep, there's five. If you write sex on Wikipedia, there are five. Well, one of them is Sextus Pompeius. All right, never heard of that guy.
Just a guy.
Pompey.
She only had two.
One of Caesar's dudes.
Nick, she only had two known sexual partners.
Huh, interesting.
It's not that interesting.
Yeah, are you conflating her with Lady Godiva?
You're calling her sexually provocative though she only had two partners.
Yeah, that's not that many partners, Nick.
No, I was misinformed.
Isn't that Lady Godiva?
I don't know. Tell me about Lady Godiva.
I was misinformed. I think there was like a lot of rumors that she was really active, but
wow.
Rumors.
Wow, Nick. Geez.
Rumors spreading with the message boards.
Jeez. This is how
I was
like
wrong.
Teenage girls' lives get destroyed because of people like Nick.
Sorry, Cleopatra, for ruining your life.
God, poor Cleopatra.
Lady Godiva was the one who rode naked through town because she was protesting taxes.
Nice.
Good move.
Protesters back then were so much better than protesters.
I don't know. I like the Glenn Taylor chickens. Oh,
the pole sitters were weird. They would just sit on poles.
Pole sitters.
Yeah, in the 20s, they would just sit on poles.
What about the lady that tied herself to the basketball hoop? You don't think that she's cool?
Oh, yeah. What was she? That was about meat.
Glenn Taylor and the chickens.
Yeah. By the way, Chance, he's chimed in. She was the last pharaoh of Egypt before Rome conquered it. She was also a Greek lady. So that's what what Cleopatra
didn't leave much of a legacy.
Yeah, apparently not.
But according to Nick, she was a whore.
Yeah, jeez, Nick. Come on.
Not the words I said.
Jordan says two partners is a large number for Nick. Give him a break. That's not true, friends. And that's a callback to off-air last week. Oh, man.
What happened last week? What did I miss?
No, you can't talk about it on the air.
It's an off-air conversation.
It's an off-air conversation.
Oh, darn.
Yeah. Learned some things about a young Nick. Proud of him.
Thanks.
He's the Cleopatra.
I wasn't here either.
He was the Cleopatra of his day.
Really?
Oh, wow. Oh. Cleopatra. Maybe that's Nick's fan club.
Oh, the Cleopatrites.
The Cleopatrites?
Yeah, I like
Cleopatrans.
Cleopatrans.
Cleopatra's a great song.
Cleopatrans.
Cleopatrans. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Oh,
that's good.
I like Cleopatrans.
Nobody's going to remember this, though.
No.
No. No, definitely not.
Not at all.
Definitely not.
This is the episode where we all learn history.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know nothing.
History's great.
Yeah, Nick loves history.
I was going to be a history teacher if I didn't get into radio. It was either history or radio.
Man, you would have been good at history teaching.
I think so, yeah.
You'd have been lying to his students about
the whole time.
Yeah.
He just made up a whole bunch of stuff. It would have sounded right, though.
I made my history teacher in middle school laugh with a joke once about the British.
Yeah?
Because they were talking about quartering British troops during the Revolutionary War. And I'm like, I've always wanted a pet lobster. That's what they called the British troops. It was lobsters because of their red coats. And he laughed really hard.
That joke went way over my
head. Amazing.
I had never heard that.
Yeah, they called them lobsters.
I thought they just called them redcoats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lobsters.
Pieces of garbage is what I call them. Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
America.
Go America.
Go America. America.
Back to back World War champs, baby.
Back to back World War champs.
You ever have a bro tank that said that on
the
true?
No, why not? I should get one.
That is a good bro tank.
Oh, yeah. You see him a ton on the 4th.
4th of July, everybody's wearing that.
I had a Pink Floyd bro tank. I missed that. I don't know what happened to it.
Remember bro tanks?
I have a couple. They're for breweries. I have a yellow one and a white one.
Do you wear them while you...
Usually they're like weekend. I wear them on the weekends when I'm just hanging out.
I was going to say while you're...
I think running. I have one bro tank now and that's...
Oh, I have a bunch of singlets, yeah.
Singlets?
That's a singlet. Called.
What are you, a wrestler?
Not that kind of singlet.
Well, that's what a singlet is.
That's a singlet.
No, not that kind of singlet.
I'm more of a cutoff boy. I'll just get an old shirt.
What do you
shirt,
mean a singlet? Like, it's a shirt that goes down to your pants?
If you search running singlet... It's just a top.
Get him in!
God, I hate you guys.
There we go.
You guys are idiots.
Oh, it's a jersey.
Okay, well that's not a. That's
what it's called.
Well,
it's a jersey.
Running people are stupid.
It's
singlets,
a jersey.
Singlets are supposed to be the whole outfit that covers the groinage.
That's a wrestling singlet.
I know, but that's a singlet. That's a tank top. Why don't they just call it a tank top?
You should just wear bro tanks.
Because I think it implies the material is good for the nip chafing.
When I hear the word singlet, I don't think that'll help my nips from chafing.
Yeah, well, when I hear lobster, I don't think of red coats.
Why? Their coats are red. They're lobsters.
I don't care.
People weren't creative back then. That's why we have the Rocky Mountains.
That's true. Jet says, Nick bragging that he made a history teacher laugh. That says a lot about his jokes.
Hell
I don't
yeah.
I don't like this teacher.
Mr. Blake was awesome. He was also a football coach.
He's not as cool
as the defense coach.
Mr. Casey.
Cool.
Mr. Casey was the goat.
Nah, Mr. Blake was the good football coach. He was the defense coach. Really cool guy.
Oh.
See, Mr. Casey sounds like he should have been the defensive coach because he's throwing things at people.
Well, he was the offense coach because he was throwing things at people.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a good offensive coach.
Mr. Casey was like E.J. Barthol, and Nick was like A.J.
Allen.
I'm just saying,
balls
my high school's football record hasn't been great in the last few years.
John didn't
that's
know about
I need
that.
To flip
oh,
flop.
Man.
I told him yesterday on the air, and he was like, what?
People lost their minds.
That might
about
be the
it.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, it was
just stupid. Oh my God, he's going to transfer because someone yelled at him in practice.
Yeah.
Some of you have never gone outside and it shows.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
Incredible.
Yep.
Incredible.
Our football players aren't tough. Watches a video of a coach yelling, "Oh my gosh, he's going
to
transfer."
My boss told me to do something different. I'm quitting. Come out. See you later. That's what we got to do.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Let's quit at the first sign of adversity from now on.
Ooh, how about this from Travis in Dallas? According to Wikipedia, Nick is being problematic with his disparaging comments on the creativity of the Rocky Mountains. Let's read from Wikipedia,
shall
we? Oh,
no.
Yes, please.
The name of the mountains is a translation of an Amerindian Algonquian name.
Algonquian.
Thank you. Specifically, Cree Assiniboine, literally Rocky Mountain. The first mention of their present name by a European was in the Journal of Waukes, blah, 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 St. Pierre, where they were called... And then a bunch of French words. Nick is being anti-indigenous people is what we learned here. Yikes. Again, Nick.
Another tough
one.
It's
been a problematic crossover.
It has been rough for you.
I apologize to the Rocky Mountains.
Slut shaming, and now this.
I never slut shamed. Big time sex haver.
What are you talking about?
I just said I thought she slept with a lot of people.
Jeez.
It's okay to be sex positive, Josh.
Yeah, but if that's not what she was doing,
it's incorrect.
And now the rumors spread.
I was wrong.
Yeah. Now the Cleopatra, you've soiled her great name.
Start up a message board thread.
Sorry for ruining.
Have you heard the news about Cleopatra?
Is that slander or libel? I always forget which one is which.
Well, slander is libel is vocal. Or no.
Libel is...
Oh, no.
Libel is written.
Yeah,
that's libel is written.
All right, well, I hope that the Cleopatra family sues you for slander. For what you
said. I wonder if any of them are still around.
Well, I mean, there would be people who are descendants of Cleopatra.
Not somewhere. Necessarily. There's not any descendants of a lot of people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to hit the under today.
According to you, she was having sex with, you know, any pharaoh that walked along.
Yeah.
Hey, come here. Let me reproduce.
Stalin's got a daughter around. She's a she's a punk, like in like the term.
Well,
punk.
So is Stalin.
Well, no, but like Mohawk kind of punk.
Oh, like the music.
80s punk, yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Wow.
I did not expect
that. Yeah, Stalin's got a granddaughter running around.
You said daughter.
I meant granddaughter. That's on me.
Mm. Another one.
Grandpa Stalin.
Jeez, Nick.
Every time Nick's wrong, quarter.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm not great.
Yeah.
You know, my grandpa, he fished. He did things for us. He helped me deliver papers. My other grandpa worked, he was a farmer, worked on wood projects. What did your grandpa do? Oh, he killed about 30 million Russians and Jews. And that's a... I just heard about a bad grandpa.
She doesn't like her grandpa.
That's good.
She's very anti her grandpa.
That's good.
Yeah, I love my grandpa.
That's tough. You want to have a good relationship with your grandpa.
Is it Mussolini's granddaughter is still trying to do stuff in Italy?
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. Wow. Also tough look. Yeah.
So she liked her grandpa.
Yeah, she liked her grandpa.
Big fan of grandpa.
But people dunk on her on Twitter, and it's kind of funny.
Mussolini's granddaughter is on Twitter?
Yeah. It's really funny.
I got some takes. I don't want to see them.
There's some. I want to have that.
There's some.
Mussolini's granddaughter's on Twitter.
There's some Habsburgs on Twitter too. I think he's like an ambassador for some like Germany or something. And he's a Habsburg though.
Let's see. Alessandra. Alessandra Mussolini.
What a dumb.
Where did this go?
Wow.
And somehow we haven't mentioned the big one.
That's true.
Yeah.
Great job by us.
He doesn't have any kids, right?
I know about that.
No, because he had a micro penis.
All right, John, sometimes. No,
did.
Yeah, people forget.
People forget.
So
well, he didn't,
Nick.
And neither did Ava.
I was going to defend micro penises.
Happy New Year, by the way.
I listened to three in a row.
Yeah, we're on a tear.
I listened to a podcast where they actually talked about under the descendants of Mr. H. He didn't have any kids, but he had like a brother and sister and cousins, and they hated that because they're like
Adolf or micro penises.
Hitler. Their last name Hitler. Like their last names were Hitler.
I wouldn't want it.
A couple of them moved in the U.S. They were trying to be low key, but they all kind of made a pact. It's like, hey, let's just not let's end this family life.
That's the Hitchlers.
That's the Hitchlers who made delicious German candy.
John Bishop here for Hitchler.
You think they'll notice? We should probably change our name. What kind of ideas you guys got? Let's just add a couple letters.
What's the opposite of Hitchler?
Separated.
What's the opposite of what Adolf did? Well, making candy.
That is the opposite.
Is it?
Questions?
Wow.
This is why Elon is getting rid of Twitter polls.
Yeah. Wow. I want the bots to overtake that one.
I think I'm going to listen to this crossover on the way home today. This was funny. This was really funny.
We learned a lot about our roots today.
Travis says, if Nick wants to slut shame, he should point out Genghis Khan. They estimate about 8% of people living in... I think he meant former, is it Mongol?
Mongolia.
Mongolia Empire are his descendants.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there was a lot of problematic parts there, though. That was...
Sure, Nick.
A lot of pillaging.
He was Genghis Khan.
There was a lot of pillaging involved.
I know. Not great.
Not great.
And on that note, friends.
All right.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Wow. That was something.
Try to title this podcast. I don't even know what title you'd give it.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in here.
I just usually name this the crossover.
Nick is problematic.
I'll put that in the description.
There we go.
I'm problematic.
You know what? No, I think we'll use producer Josh's suggestion. When he quoted you directly, I was going to defend micropenises.
Please make that the title. No. Stop. I was going to defend micropenises.
I was going to defend.
Oh, my goodness.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Wednesday. 1620 The Zone.